This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on India Energy Week 2025. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, Economic Analyst, and Niharika Bhuvania, Anchor.
Good evening and welcome to this episode of Money Talk. You're with me, Niharika, and today our entire focus is on India Energy Week 2025, which is being held in New Delhi from February 11th to 14th. India Energy Week is a major international event for the energy industry as it brings together energy leaders, policymakers, and innovators from around the world. And they hold discussions on the most pressing challenges in the energy sector and find solutions for a sustainable energy future. On that note, it's my privilege to be in conversation with Mr. Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, Economic Analyst. Good evening, Shubhamoy, and thank you so much for joining us on Money Talk this evening.
I'm happy to be here.
So, would you want to start by telling us what the major challenges are that we seek to address with this edition of India Energy Week 2025?
Right. So, Niharika, the way we look at the energy transition is something now in which India is a very significant player. I will come to that later. But the big thing that's coming up is that energy is now the bedrock on which global development, of course, always the basis. But now for developing countries like India, how the energy question is solved and what are the key part of those solutions becomes very important. So to make it very simple, for instance, what will be the phase through which the critical thing that we're talking about, fossil fuels, through which they will be there? Similarly, when we talk about renewable energy, what will be the components of the renewable energy, how those components will be there will be very significant. Let's give an example, for instance, that in renewable energy, we are also talking about the manufacture of solar panels. Now, as you know, solar panels are concentrated in production in one particular country, which is China. For India, therefore, it becomes important that solar panels, as India is now distributing across India, it becomes important to ensure their availability and production in a way that conforms to our energy security requirements. So that's very important. At the same time, the very major thing that's happened is India has been taking a very, what you should say, call a proactive role in doing the transition towards renewable energy. And India would want that particular transition that India is doing to be recognized and to consider and to therefore take an account in terms of what India is doing consequentially, that in terms of the other fuels and others. I'll stop here for a moment.
Right. I think I have a lot of thoughts going on in my mind, especially as regards solar power, but I will get to that a little later. First, I want to talk to you about the broad goals and the targets that India has in terms of renewable energy for the next 5 years. So here, I would specifically like you to talk about the Paris Agreement, for example, as also that one of our goals is adding 500 gigawatts of renewable energy capacity, and also Indian Railways will be net zero by 2030. So, you know, keeping those things in mind, can you just give us an overview of the country's renewable energy targets?
Yeah. So as you see, India has not only said that it will be going along for 500 gigawatts of renewable energy. What India has been doing is those targets are actually going to be achieved earlier than the deadline. 2030. Now, that's very significant. 500 gigawatts is a huge amount. Now, when we say that, it doesn't mean that that is about all that India would be needing for its energy requirement. Definitely not. Why? Because India is also a country which is extremely power hungry because of the profile of the population that we have. Our population is a very young population, and all of these people are now getting into economic opportunities, economic possibilities, where they would be asking for a huge demand. I mean, they would be demanding energy possibilities at competitive prices. So the availability of electricity at competitive prices are something which is very important. And for that, as you would notice, the India government in this budget has again put power availability as a very major part of its CapEx plan. We are expecting that the state governments would also be similarly making steps. Simultaneously, India would also want that its reliance on coal, as it has been talked about in the economic survey, should be recognized as a very essential part of the entire environment mix or the entire energy mix, that India would need to be harnessing the power of coal for a considerable amount of time. Now, does that mean that India is saying that we'll just burn coal just like that? No. What India is doing is that it's also saying that while we'll be using coal, we'll also be wanting to use the power of carbon sequestration to ensure the environmental footprint of coal is not something on which the world has to wrestle with. Now, these are what I would call very smart ways in planning the environmental impact of energy. And that is what India's commitment globally is and commitment its domestic citizens are.
In fact, talk about achieving goals earlier than the deadline. So the target of having 40% non-fossil fuel power capacity by 2030, I believe that's a goal that we've already achieved. Now, in the light of that, as also you mentioned solar power. So first, let's listen to what the Prime Minister has to say about solar power.
बीते 10 साल में भारत 10th लार्जेस्ट से 5th लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बना है. बीते 10 वर्षों में हमने अपनी सोलर एनर्जी जनरेशन कैपेसिटी को 32 टाइम्स बढ़ाया है. आज भारत दुनिया का तीसरा सबसे बड़ा सोलर पावर जनरेटिंग नेशन है.
So speaking about solar power, how does it help to phase down the use of fossil fuels in the coming future, especially, you know, when you mentioned that we are a young nation and our energy requirements are huge?
So, and at this stage, I'll draw your attention to the commentary released by S&P on India's energy parameters and how India is looking at its energy structure. What India is saying is that despite India being approximately one third of China's, the rising population and increasing per capita income will keep India in focus. Important things that will happen is that India's demand for refined product, which I basically mean oil and gas related products, will reach 5.7 million barrels per day by 2026. And the interesting thing is this demand will keep on rising. So the S&P expectation is that they not expect this demand to peak until 2050, which means that a significant proportion, I mean, not only is the demand is going to be high, but the demand is going to keep on rising. So India is already planning a capacity increase of nearly 850,000 barrels per day till 2028 to meet this rising demand for refined products. These include the upcoming projects for grassroots refinery in Barmer by Hindustan Petroleum, expansion of projects by Indian Oil at Barauni in Bihar, Koyali in Maharashtra, and Panipat refineries. And what is happening is that while India is a significant exporter of refined products, the completion of these projects and the timely planning and execution of future projects will be critical in maintaining a steady domestic supply as well as healthy exports in the long term. So you can see what's happening, that in the dynamic geopolitical landscape, like effect of the US sanctions on different countries, how India structures its energy bill and output is very significant domestically, as I said, because of its young population and the rising per capita income, but also for the global market in terms of keeping prices steady. We could discuss that in far more detail, but essentially a very, very, as I said, India is now a very stabilizing player in the global energy landscape.
Understood. And I would also like to bring in ethanol blending here, because ethanol blending is one other way which has helped save foreign exchange and has generated substantial revenue for farmers as well, right? As also significantly reduced CO2 emissions. So can you briefly talk to us about how ethanol blending is playing its role in achieving India's energy targets?
Absolutely. And along with ethanol, I would also trying to bring in the hydrogen sector. Both are very significant value adds that India is putting into the energy mix. So ethanol, what it is doing is, first of all, it's giving our farmers a direct access and what I should call participation in the energy sector. So they are not just recipient of fluctuating prices of petrol and diesel, but they are also producers, and producers at a considerable amount to be able to impact their personal income, the household income, also to contribute to the stability of the gas and the energy demand in the economy. So this is a very significant, what I should call a synoptic role that the India's agriculture sector is playing and will play even more as we add more and more ethanol into our domestic consumption of oil and gas. Especially as you know, notice that our target is to go almost to 20%, which means that of any unit of petrol that is sold, 10-20% will be ethanol. Now that's a very significant value addition that we are talking about and will come from within the country. And these will have a very major impact on, as I said, on our domestic income, our the income for farmers, and it will also have a very strong impact on our cost savings in terms of our import bill which is rising. So overall, that's a very significant, factor that has been brought in into this entire energy mix. And along with that, as I said, hydrogen, that India is now offering to become a low-cost electrolytic hydrogen production center. And one of the very major things is India already produces a lot of hydrogen from its refineries, but that's what is called the gray hydrogen. And we are moving towards blue and essentially green hydrogen. And that is going to be very strongly another major value addition that India would be putting in. India is planning that by 2047, we are planning to have about 5 million tons per annum of hydrogen production. And large part of that will be going into what is called the shipping sector and the hard to abate sectors where it's not possible to use renewable energy, but hydrogen comes in at a very, very significant part of the product mix.
Definitely, I do feel that's quite an intriguing space to be in, given how we also have to solve this big problem of pollution, right? So thank you so much for putting that into our discussion. And very quickly before we wind up, so the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana has also been one of the focus points of the India Energy Week. And, you know, it has also helped achieve 100% clean cooking access, as mentioned by Union Minister Mr. Hardeep Singh Puri. Would you want to quickly throw light on that? And, this is what I will wind up with since time does not allow us to go any further.
Right. The Ujjwala scheme, as we all understand, was a scheme to essentially upgrade our rural and semi-urban areas, the homes, from using traditional cooking fuel like cow dung or wood and others to shift them to graduate into LPG. And it has had phenomenal success because it has been linked to health outcomes for women. What it basically means is that the more they are able to use gas, they are less dependent on the toxic mix of smoke that comes from the traditional fuel. And that has been a hugely lauded transition. It has had a salutary impact on improving the health outcomes across the country. And to that extent, the scale has been of that of a massively massive level, it has actually been a very, very potent and a demonstrable, as well as something which has been replicable across the world. So the Ujjwala scheme is something which is an energy transition story that for an image India has been the pioneer and is now something which lots of countries in the global south are very keen to follow in that footsteps.
Thank you so much, Shubhumoy, for joining us this evening on Money Talk. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on India Energy Week 2025. The participants are Shubhumoy Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.